Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things of great sports history and team sports. And our jersey numbers for today that we're going to be talking about are the numbers 21, number 3, and number 4. June 12, 1880, Worcester Ruby Legs pitcher Lee Richmond threw the first perfect game in MLB history, a 1-0 win over the Cleveland Blues at the Agricultural Fairgrounds in Worcester, Massachusetts. Now, according to Sabre.org, Richmond also accomplished a number of other noteworthy firsts during his six-year major league career. However, because of the fact that he played concurrently as an amateur and as a professional, the original rules were a little bit awkward for record keeping as they banned a professional athlete from participating in amateur sports. So much so that his eligibility was the focus of the December 1879 meeting of the American College Baseball Association. In 1879, for instance, he held the Chicago White Stockings hit list in his professional debut, and around the same time, he led his Brown University squad to the collegiate championship. His left-handed delivery of pitches caused changes in baseball strategy that are integral to every game played today. June 12, 1922, the St. Louis Browns pitcher Hub Pruitt, who would in later years wear number 21, struck out future Baseball Hall of Fame hitter Babe Ruth number 3 three consecutive at-bats as St. Louis defeated the New York Yankees 7-1 at the Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, Missouri. June 12, 1928, New York Yankees stud first baseman number 4 Lou Gehrig took a total of 14 bases in a game. He had three triples and two home runs in a 15-7 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The future Baseball Hall of Fame player blazed the Chicago ballpark with a day that most people can only dream of. Oh, and by the way, Babe Ruth homered two in the game as his teammate. And on the football side of things over on Pigskin Dispatch, we celebrate a couple of Hall of Fame birthdays today. Harold Muller, the two-way end of the University of California from 1920 through 1922, was born in 1901 on June 12th. And in 1947 in Sandstone, Minnesota, Steve Kiner, the All-American linebacker from the University of Tennessee that played in the late 60s, was born. Other notable birthdays on June 12th from the gridiron are Dallas Clark, the great tight end that played in the NFL, Larry Foote, the inside linebacker, was born in 1980, and Donnie Avery, the wide receiver in the NFL, born in 1984. Sportscaster Marv Albert was born in 1941 on this day, and Canadian ice hockey player Mark Tardif was born in 1949. Happy birthday also goes out to Scott Aldred, American baseball pitcher with the Twins from 1968, he was born. Kevin Turner, a fullback in the NFL with the Eagles, born in 1969. And Mathel Snyder, 1969, he was an American NHL defenseman with the Islanders and the Maple Leafs. And in 1970, Damon Buford, American baseball outfielder for the Texas Rangers, was born in Maryland. Also that same day in 1970, happy birthday to Lee Mayberry, the NBA guard of the Milwaukee Bucks and Vancouver Grizzlies, born at Tulsa, Oklahoma on this day. Thank you for joining us for this little bit of history, taking time out from your busy day. Come back tomorrow and each day for another sports break. And until tomorrow, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.